News Radio KMAN. Good morning, and Focus continues. I'm Dave Lewis, in for Brady Bowman. And our timing probably couldn't be any better, considering what Brady's been dealing with here lately. But today we have some folks in from the Riley County Health Department, and that includes Jennifer Green, the director of the department. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing pretty well. How about yourself?
Oh, you know, I'm doing fine. We've had about around here of, gosh, I think that there's probably been half a dozen or so people that have come down with the flu.
Well, that's what we're here to talk about today. Okay. We have the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, KDHE, has seen an increase of flu this season, the 2017-2018 flu. We've seen an increase, so we're here to encourage people to get their flu vaccine, in particular for type A flu. Is that what we're seeing, an increase in type A flu?
And, you know, that's what Brady is dealing with right now, unfortunately. I talked to him yesterday, and he's just not a happy camper. Just not having any bit of fun with this scenario whatsoever. And I know it's just a horrible situation to have to live through. It just, you feel horrible. You don't want to do anything. You don't want to go anywhere. And, you know, but in some cases, the vaccines can help prevent that.
Right. So we are encouraging people, the best way to prevent the flu is to get the vaccine, and to, if you think you have flu-like symptoms, to go to the doctor or to stay home. So if you have flu-like symptoms, chills, it usually sets in abruptly. If you have body aches, fatigue, or weakness, chest or discomfort or a cough, make sure you stay home for at least 24 hours after your symptoms have just subsided. And again, make sure that you get vaccinated for the flu. Every year there's a new flu vaccine. So even if you got the flu vaccine last year, you want to make sure that you get it again this year, particularly for those who are at risk, high risk. So those folks who are older, above the age of 65, we want to make sure they get vaccinated. Children are high risk as well, so make sure they get vaccinated too.
I got my flu shot back, I think, October, November, when I went in my regular visit. And you had your Oktfluberfest.
Yes.
But you had, what, several hundred people come in to get their shots?
Yes. So this year we have done 31 mobile flu clinics out in the community, and we've given about 2,500 flu vaccines this year. So that's a record for us. And so we are encouraging people, you can still come to the health department and get your flu vaccine. So, and you can walk in, you don't necessarily have to schedule an appointment, but we encourage everyone to schedule an appointment so that you can make sure that you get in quickly and that you're able to be seen. So if you have not done that, getting a flu vaccine is particularly important for those to protect for those that are not able to get vaccinated. So those that are less than 6 months of age aren't able to get vaccinated. If you have a particular medical condition, you may not be able to get vaccinated. So we are encouraging the rest of the community to get vaccinated to help protect those that are most vulnerable in our community that are, for particular reasons, might not be able to get vaccinated themselves.
And this is kind of a crucial time of year because schools are coming back in session after the long holiday break. And, you know, that stuff is contagious as crazy. You know, here in the studios, you know, I sprayed down the microphones.
We appreciate that.
We have a policy, and you look around, we got two cans of Lysol in here, and we also got some Purell and some antiseptic wipes or whatever they're called. And, you know, we have this process every time. And this is something, you know, I know one of the things that a lot of people talk about is washing your hands.
Washing your hands, staying home if you're sick, and getting your flu shot vaccine. That's what we're recommending at this time.
Jennifer, at the health department, what when it comes to the flu shots, insurance coverage and what kind of costs are involved if you don't have insurance?
So we do have some programs available that if you're uninsured, we still encourage you to come in. If you are underinsured, maybe your insurance is not covering it, please still come in. We have programs that might cover you, so we'll encourage you to call, make an appointment. We'll discuss that with you and what your options are.
Well, some good advice here with regards to the flu, but with cold weather, there's all kinds of other things, typical colds, viruses.
Right, you know, and the flu
all
is
kinds of things that come into play.
Absolutely, and the flu is different than a cold, and so there are some differences there. It can be pretty difficult to tell the difference between a cold and a flu, but we encourage you to visit your doctor. And they're also recommending that if you do have the flu, to get an antiviral treatment from your doctor and to get that as soon as possible. So don't wait at home for 3 days before you go see your doctor if you do have the flu. Go ahead, get into your doctor right away. Don't just sit at home and suffer.
Yeah.
Go ahead into the doctor and get some antiviral medication.
And that's one of the things that I think, I'm glad that you brought that up, because I was talking with Brady the other day. Have you been to the doctor? No. Go now.
Go to the doctor.
He says, I can barely get out of bed. Go now. Do I have to come drag you out?
Yes. Go to the doctor. The CDC, Centers for Disease Control, is recommending medication right away. And so don't sit at home and we know it's a little bit of a struggle to get out when you have the flu, but we encourage you to go to your doctor.
We have a phone call, and because of our arrangements in the studio, I'm not able to screen calls, but Hopefully we have someone that has a question. If you want to put the headphones on so that you can hear their comment or a question, let's go to the phones. And good morning. We got a little squeal there from microphones and headphones. Okay, so let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on K-Man.
Yeah, thank you. I'm confused. Is there a new kind of flu? I got my shot at the health department about 3 months ago. Am I covered, or is there a new kind of flu that I'm not covered for?
So you are covered. If you got your flu shot this flu season, and you probably got it at the health department perhaps in October or November, you are good for this flu season. So you won't have to get another flu shot until next flu season, next fall.
Right.
So there are two types of flu, type A and type B, but the flu shot covers both types of flu.
It seems like every year there comes up with some new resistant or flu that's resistant to vaccines. It seems like there's always something new every year.
They create a new flu vaccine every year, and so we may, what people might be concerned about is the match, or how well or how effective the flu vaccine is. And each year, we ahead of time, the flu vaccine is produced based on research and kind of some clinical trials, and they produce a new flu vaccine every year. And so we look at how effective it is, or how well that is matched. And so that varies from year to year.
Okay. Now, I know you said that you provide this at the health department.
Yes.
And let's give that address again, because we haven't even touched base where you are. And
yes.
It's always nice to share that with people.
We are located at 2030 Tecumseh Road. And we are just down the street from the museum and right before you get to Lafine Health Center.
Yeah, you're just off Claflin Road.
Off Claflin Road.
So, yeah, that's... It's important to do that. Now, there are a lot of other places that you can get your shots. You can get your shots from your doctor's office.
Yes.
You can go to, like, the emergency care, the stat care, K-Stat, places like that.
Yes.
And there are a number of pharmacies that are providing that service as well, I understand.
Yes, you can go to, I believe, Walgreens provides a flu shot. You can get those as well.
Yeah. Anything else besides flu or about flu you want to touch on? Because I know you brought a couple of friends in today.
Right. We have Leslie Campbell. We have a new cocooning program that's provided from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment. And I'm going to let Leslie talk about that.
Leslie, cocooning?
Yes, cocooning.
How do you spell that?
C-O-C-O-O-N.
Okay.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment this year is going to focus on adult vaccines. And so the cocooning program is, of course, the pertussis vaccine, which is part of your tetanus and diphtheria vaccine and pertussis. So it's called a Tdap. And they're allowing us to get vaccine and make sure that anyone who has an infant that is 12 months and under can get that vaccine for them to prevent pertussis. So last year in Kansas, there were 176 pertussis cases throughout the state.
Is that higher than normal?
Well, not higher than 2014 when I was working at Pottawatomie County. Mm-hmm. We had 100 plus cases just in Pottawatomie County. So it's down from there, but it's down because of this focus on vaccines. And it's the very vulnerable population is your babies, because even though they get those vaccines as part of their baby immunizations, the protection has to be boosted on, and it's life-threatening for them. And in 2014, we had a baby death in Kansas. So this is, you know, a focus for the state because this is very preventable. If everyone who's around that baby or 12 up to 12 months gets a vaccine, it's less likely to pass on to them.
Hmm. So that's easily transmittable as well then?
Yes. Air droplets. So kind of like the flu. No,
you guys have no shortage of things to warn us about here today, do you?
Definitely not.
Well, this and this program and this is a state sponsored effort,
right? And so we're getting vaccine from them without a cost, and we're encouraging everyone who's going to be in close contact with the baby to call us, get an appointment, and we'll see if they qualify for the program and get these shots. They could be $20 for a vaccine, very inexpensive.
Hmm. Okay, good. Jennifer, are you seeing that there's a little bit, you know, is this directive from the state or this service from the state? Are you starting to see that they're a little more concerned with some health matters from the state of Kansas that help out the county departments?
Well, we always work very closely with Kansas Department of Health and Environment, and right now they're encouraging a focus on several different types of vaccine. First, the flu vaccine, HPV vaccines for human papillomavirus to prevent cancer. There's a big push to make sure that we're preventing that, particularly among adolescents, and now that you see with the cocooning program, the Tdap vaccine to prevent pertussis. So we work very closely with them, and we want to make sure that people get vaccinated so they can avoid illness, missing work, missing days of school, because in Kansas, if you are sick with certain diseases, you are not allowed to go to school, and we encourage you to stay home. So we want you to be able to go to school and work, and getting vaccinated is one way to make sure that you prevent illness.
Yeah,
and in
yeah.
some cases, death.
What are some other precautions that people can take?
You mentioned a few of them. Mm-hmm. Hand washing is very important, in particular for the flu. So making sure that you wash your hands after you're sick, if you cough, make sure you cough into your elbow, but making sure you good hand washing practices. We call it social distancing, so making sure that when you are sick that you stay away from people. You don't come into the studio, you don't come to work, you stay home and stay away from people, and particularly those that are not vaccinated. So if you have the flu and you have a little one at home, you want to make sure that you're practicing hand washing, or if you're around people that maybe you work in a healthcare setting, you want to make sure that you get your flu shot.
Social distancing.
You make sure you, essentially, the short way to say that is you stay away from people.
That's kind of like just being antisocial,
isn't it? It's a little bit different. That's the scientific term for it. Social distancing.
I tell you what, we'll take a break, and we got some other things that we'll be talking about here on KMAN's In Focus. Jennifer Green with the Riley County Health Department. Leslie Campbell, also with the Health Department, is here. And we'll be back in a couple of moments on KMAN's In Focus.